become Tzvita's friends, this year should be a special schus. More of a Rabbi Shlita, and for Gil Shoshana Bas Necha Gittel, and Simcha Ben Necha Gittel, Bracha Batzlacha, V'chol Ma'aseh Yedeyam, and for Bitzukyono Ben Chana, Marav Sena Meri Bas Chana, and Avram Yitzchak Ben Esther, L'Bracha Batzlacha, V'chol Ma'aseh Yedeyam. This is going to be a shiur on a very fascinating topic, a private correspondence between the Lubavitcher Rebbe and Rav Yitzchak Huttner from the year 1968 about the issue of Mivtza Tefillin. As is well known, Lubavitchers stand on street corners and they ask passersby if they're Jewish, and if the answer is yes, then they offer them the opportunity to lay tefillin. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe spearheaded this movement, and it goes until this very day. I have an acquaintance who stands by the Kotel all day long, putting tefillin on people. It's a big Lubavitcher thing to do. And there are other segments of Klal Yisrael never adopted this as a custom. And here Rav Huttner and Lubavitcher Rebbe have a very interesting debate as to whether is it all helpful, effective, if these people, these non-religious Jews, these Jews who are so far away from their roots, are putting on tefillin, and we're going to see why. So this is published in the Sefer Menachem Meshiv Nafshi, letters that Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote and received to and from various Rabbanim. This is in Chelek Aleph, you can look it up. Page 229 and on. This is a letter from the second day, orally on Beis, Sunday night, Parshas Vayeshev, Tuf Shin Chof Ches. In the footnote to the Sefer, he writes that this letter is a continuation of the give and take that was already published in the Sefer Mibeis HaGnozim. And this is a continuation, and we'll pick it up from here. Hod Kvod Admor Milubavitch Shlita. The glorious, honorable, grand rabbi of Lubavitch, may you live a long life, writes Rav Huttner. Kesher and Pirsum Amayim Ral Odo Zikui Rabbi Mitzvah Tefillin. With respect to that article that was published from your talk about being Mizaki the Rabbim in the Mitzvah of Tefillin, that was a Sikha the Rebbe gave in the year Tavshin Chav Ches Parshas Bereishis, and it was republished in the Likutei Sikhas Chelik Vav, page 271. And in Imoitze Lenachon Latzia Buzeh Adiyun De La Halon, I think it's proper that I should present to you the following discussion. Hinehu lefaneinu, hi lefaneinu das rabbeinu harishonim haposkim ki afilim neima mitzvah sein tzrichas kavona v'hanot al esrog mli kavona yotzam v'kol mokom imnot al esrog v'kasar v'shut apuach shelo yotzam mishum duchai gavne in kan chisar kavona al sheinsh kan toris misasek. We have a machlokes as to whether mitzvahs require kavona to be yotzei or don't require kavona. Shulchan Aruch and Simit Sanach, and Shulchan Aruch Harav Simit Sanach, Samach Sif Hei, many other sources, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana or Ein Tzrichas Kavana. If you hold Mitzvah Ein Tzrichas Kavana, even if you hold that way, somebody who takes an Esrug without Kavana to be Yotzei, he's Yotzei if you hold Mitzvah Ein Tzrichas Kavana. However, if a person takes an Esrug and he thinks it's an apple, even if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, he's not yotzei. Because it's not a lack of kavana, it's misasek. He thinks he's doing something completely different. He doesn't even know what he's doing. If you don't even, a person doesn't even know what he's doing, then he can't say he's mekayim a mitzvah. So even if you hold mitzvah ain't sirchus kavana, taking an esrog and thinking it's an apple doesn't work. Look in the Ran and Rosh Hashanah, Perek Gimel, Zayin Amud Beis, Dibur Maskel Gar Sinan. So the Ra'ah writes that the Tziur is that somebody eats matzah without kavana, he's Yotze. He doesn't have kavana to be Yotze, but he's Yotze. Nevertheless, if he doesn't know that tonight is the 15th of Nisan, he's a misasik. The Ran writes there, Avakasar v'chol hu v'chol matzah, Avakasar v'lechol bosar v'chol matzah, v'adeh lo yotzah. It's also brought in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Simet HaFayin Hei, Sif Chaf Aleph. So if the person thinks it's a weekday or he thinks he's eating meat, he's not yotzah. So you can hold mitzvah Saint Tzrichas Kavana, but you have to know what you're doing. For Pashut continues her footnote, Duhu Adin, Imeniach Tfilin, Kasavish, Imeniach Arosh, Chayfetzacher, and Yotze Mitzvah Tfilin Kolikar. A person puts on Tfilin, he thinks he's putting something else on his head, and he's not Yotze at all. And since it's the Mitzvah of Tfilin, it's Batim and Parashi is, if a person's putting on Kasher Tfilin, and he thinks that the Batim, Tfilin boxes, are empty, and they don't have Parashi, he's Misasik. Because the parashas are in his head, derech misasik, he has no idea what's inside. V'zeh baro ledina. And I happen to know, says the Rosh Hashiva Menani Sayon, that many, a large percentage of these tinokos shenishbu that put on tefillin, because of the volunteers who are putting tefillin on them, laying tefillin on them, had absolutely no idea what was in the batim. Memela, you should tell those people who are volunteering to put tefillin on, passers-by, that they should tell them that inside these batim are parshiyos of the Torah. And kidumani shadai bozeh. And it would appear to me that that's enough. So according to Rav Huttner, you tell the person that their batim is, that parshiyos inside of the batim, and that's enough. And just saying that tefillin are kosher, he adds, is not enough. Because he doesn't know what's inside these kosher tefillin. So he's completely misasik. He doesn't know what he's doing. It's like putting, like an esrog thinking it's an apple. Got the wrong thing in mind here also. If he thinks he's putting on boxes without anything inside of them, it doesn't work. It doesn't count. So therefore, Futner says that if you're going to put tefillin on people, you want it to work, you want it to be valid, make sure to tell them that their parish is inside. Otherwise, you're not Yotze. Even if you hold mitzvahs, ain't tzrichas kavana, you have to know what you're doing. And he concludes, v'tzipi l'zikra harabim, and he writes his name, without harav. But we know that he's a big rav. So that was in Parashas Vayeshev in the year Tavshin Chavches. A few weeks later, on the first day of Parashas Vayichi, Tavshin Chavches, we have another letter from Rav Huttner. And this is about a convention, a yearly convention of the heads of Agudas Yisrael, that one of the speakers spoke against Lubavitcher Rebbe. And Rav Huttner had written a letter about what was said at this convention, probably about that, maybe what that speaker said. And he wanted to explain that what he said was not against the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Hod kvod admor b'Lubavitch shlita shoshom b'yomer of Shabbos kodesh shemati mipiv shel Rav Reb Zalman Gur Aryeh al odos tadvarim v'adiburim shenishavu mea convention v'totzo yiseho. I heard from Rabbi Gur Aryeh the Lubavitcher about words that came out of this convention and its results. ושם יש כל זה נסער בחשש בליבי פן ואולי תעלה חליל המחשבה כי מכתוב יחון משתייך באיזה אופן להנאו. So when I heard all of this, I had a chashash that maybe there's a thought that my last letter is mishtayich to the rabbi who spoke against you. So this letter that he wrote about the tefillin, apparently the Rav came out against Hanachas tefillin, against this whole mivtza, and probably Lubavitch in general, but certainly against this whole operation of putting tefillin on people. And then Rav Huttner's argument to the Rebbe that it's not valid just to put tefillin on like you guys are doing. So now I'm worried that you're offended because you think that I was saying that you're doing something wrong, that I'm against you, I'm anti. Basi b'zeh lehodiyefo ledata lehodiyo ki ein darke l'shtatev by convention. I just want to tell you that I don't go to conventions. When we alam lo iti b'shum convention, I was never at any convention. V'avzu achorana b'chlal, the last ones included, b'chol sipur nal v'hem dover v'meni, and I didn't even know about the whole story until afterwards. Mechtavi mishtayich ach v'ak l'ma'amar shenitpas binyan zeh. So my letter is only shayach to the article that was published in this inyan. Mechtavihu prativi ishi be'achled, it's personal, it's individual. V'imnam nanochan nadover ki lamrat v'tzoni machshavti. And if despite my desire and my thoughts this letter turned into a cause of anguish, I want to ask for forgiveness from the depths of my heart, and I'm sorry that something bad came out of it, and I regret writing the letter off. The content of the letter was Torah. And there, of course, you're happy. I'm happy I wrote the Torah. That I don't have any regret about. But I do have regret if it caused you any tsar that you think that I'm on this rabbi's side and I'm against you and Lubavitch. And then he writes more hachna to the Rebbe. And he writes his name and his mother's name, Ben Chana. And he's waiting for the Lubavitch Rebbe to answer. So now we move weiter. He writes soon after. Baruch Hashem, Tezayin Teves, Tashrin Chav Ches, Hod Kavod Kedushas Admor B'Lubavitch Lita, Bakashos Ishtucha B'Zeh Lassus Imi Chesed. I have a request that you do a chesed from Eulodianias Nekudas HaKpoda, and then you tell me what you're makbid about, what you're upset about. And then he signs his name again. It's the beginning and end of the letter. So now we have a letter written, Mamish. 2 days later, he sent a letter on Tezayin, and it's only going from Brooklyn to Brooklyn, so it's not going far. It's reported, Agav, that the Rebbe and the Chavrusis, they learned Sifrei Chassidus together. So they were good friends. Al Kolpanim, we're talking now 2 days later, Baruch Hashem, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yudches, Teves, Tovshin Chavches, Brooklyn, New York, Harav Hagon, and he writes some Rashi Teves, Osek b'tarchit tzibur, chulei, moreinu harav, yitzchok sheyichya, shalom uvracha. Kevin shezeh ata shamatim rav chosid, rav chodkov, shalon iskabel, b'tov akopanim b'yuri, shmei atir dos nisav b'mechtav b'vsula. So here from rav chodkov, that he thinks that the letter wasn't received, either Bechlal not received or wasn't received in a good way. The explanation that I gave, that the reason it took a while is because I'm just so busy, I'm not able to answer. So now I'm going to answer you your first letter about Kavan and Mitzvah Tefillin. So what your mahalik was Futner, Rosh Hashiva, is that putting on tefillin and not knowing their parshiyos inside is like taking an esrog and thinking it's an apple, and they're not yotzei l'kulei alma. V'hinei l'fi anius daiti yefshel leim akein. You can't say this for a number of reasons. Al pizein l'dav v'sof. There's no end. The mitzvah tefillin he lo batim eiz hashem parshiyos eiz hashem. It's not just batim and parshiyos. Kim batim yor behema tahori. You have to know the batim come from a pure animal. And the Dalit parshiyos are Dalit specific parshiyos written in a specific way. Ulechitas kvot Torahsa v'chashashosav reza od yoser od garu yoser. Avsharo batim baratzus hashvasim tavil uder shabatim ena meor. If you see the batim and you see the ritzus, you're going to see the ritzus are leather. You're going to think the batim are not leather. So for you, it's not going to work. V'hashomea v'utinok shenish ba parshiyos. And if he hears that they're parshiyos, you know what he's going to think? He's going to think it's a Seres HaDibris. He's going to think it's Bereishis. He's going to make up in his mind what the Iker Parshis of the Torah, what he thinks is more important, more central. And then he's also going to think, he's going to look at the Misbar Batim, he's going to see that the Tefillin Shel Rosh has four, and the Tefillin Shel Yad has one. He's going to see that it's split up. He's going to think they're different, a number of parshiyos. We know there are four parshiyos in both. But he's not going to know this. He's going to think in the tefillin shel yad there's only one parsha. So there are a lot of pratim in mitzvah tefillin that the person's not going to know. L'shitascha. Therefore he's not yotze. But ain't l'davar sof. We have to know everything, you have to know every little detail. Number two, tefillin arei avodah shevel tefillah arei avodah shevel levli kavanah tefillah v'ena tefillah avodaya v'kavanah klalas sheikilu amid l'fnei hashchina. So tefillah is a mitzvah avodah shevel lev, and without kavanah salev it's not a tefillah, but it's enough to have general kavanah, like you're all standing before the shechina, like the Rambam says in Achos Tefillin, the fourth parak alachat esvav v'zeh gufa muvan sirum shel kama v'kama v'nyin hashchina shu efecha inyin. But what about all those people, including like the Rambam says gedolim v'tovim imenu, that have a misunderstanding of divinity, and they think that God has a goof, they're not davening. And tefillah, the ikar is avodah shebelev. That kavanah salev, it's not tefillah. You have to have kavanah klalis, and you're not going to have the right person. People are not going to know what's exactly going on over here. Are they not yotzei? The rabbi says they are. Gedolim v'tovim imenu made that mistake. In the Rambam, according to the rabbi, people greater than the Rambam made that mistake. Number three, b'kachim ha-machshav ha-ikar. In kachim, the machshav is the ikar. When he's makdish the animal, he knows everything that's going on inside the animal. So he's also misasik according to you. Also, lo ishtamet. Chame mekoymos kol achroinim shedarkam lafarish lafarit pirtei kolkach. Kame v'kame mitzvahs shebelafach yavikinoit el esrog, etc. We don't find in many mitzvahs when the achroinim will go into detail, tell you that, oh, you have to know all the details, otherwise you're not yotzei. Rodesh laharich, so there's a lot to talk about. V'vedai l'chod ha-sayim, but it's tzarech, but for a Talmud Chacham like you, there's no need to get to talk at length. So according to your shita, how come nobody says you have to know all the details? And when a person brings a carbon and pashtus, he doesn't know that the chaylev is on the kleios. The fats are on the kidneys. How does he know? He knows all the details of what's going on inside the carbon, so maybe he's misasik. Lo yitachin. Hamakomos, V'lashon sharaiti mevarim, quote unquote, tefillin, phylactery. Anyone know what a phylactery is? V'somchem alavar v'idiyaso. So people assume whatever the person is saying phylactery means, that's what it is. And when they add a biur, they say they're boxes. Okay, so he thinks whatever is inside, that's a kli de la kibbol avida. The boxes usually have something inside of them. That's the purpose of boxes. They don't call them blacks. Blacks have nothing inside of them. But boxes are empty inside, they're hollow. So therefore, they can assume there's something inside. Whatever's inside is inside. They don't have to know everything. You just have to know in general that you're putting on tefillin, you're doing a mitzvah. But you don't have to know all the details. If you know more details, it's better. But you don't have any source that you have to know all the details. Better be good and not bad. And the guy should know, the person putting on tefillin should know what's in the parashiyos. So why don't the people who are mezakeh them in this mitzvah tell them what's inside? What's going on, what they're doing, the details. So first of all, in the davar itself, you have to go through all the pratim of mitzvah tefillin. So you're finished, it's like it could be a 2.5 hour shir. And not only that, Rav Dvaram lo yechdal pesha, it's a pasuk in Mishlei. And then he says it's like zvachim beis amid beis. And the footnote was Zerim is spoiled from this me'ein zvachim beis amid beis. He writes in a later letter that in an 18 old men are remes l'sugi d'zvachim and ogeh l'ribu idvarim shal mishtadlim b'shas ishtadlis, that if they talk too much, you quoted the Gemara in zvachim on beis amid beis. This is an important lesson in being mezakeh the rabbim, not to say too much. You have to know what to say. So what's the problem? What's zvachim beis amid beis? That if you have kavana lishma, if you're bringing Pesach, and you, the kavana is Pesach, it's gevaldik. But if you have kavana lishma and shelo lishma, Pesach and chatas, it shteres. Then it messes up your mitzvah. That's zvachim beis amid beis. So when you talk too much, it could really ruin things. So that you can't have these mezakim speaking too much and explaining. And yet is charo befseido. You might make a mistake in the way he explains it, or they might get into a whole theological debate, and the guy will get annoyed. Just put it on. Don't ask questions. Put it on. Don't talk. Gandik, we're finished quickly, give him 1 minute, say Shema, smile at him, wish him a great day, and let him on and be on his way. But if you talk too much, mistakes are going to come out. V'hod v'hoi ikar, yosid yeser, divrei mizako, l'havi l'notel, hainu l'seir, mitzad ha-zokul k'lizikui, l'kaim ha-mitzvah shem, meteva adem mevugar, v'dato, mevugar gam b'havona v'chulei, l'hatzdik hanagoso. He says if he talks too much, the mezakeh, then the notel is not gonna, he's gonna say, what, you have to explain to me, I need you to help me, I need you to teach me, I already understand. People think they understand, especially people who are older, think they're already theologians, they're Talmidei Chachamim, they have days. I know people who don't know how to read a Gemara, don't know anything, but they already have shitas in Yiddishkeit. They already understand. They understand better than anybody else in their minds. So this person's going to start justifying himself why he doesn't put on tefillin every day, and then he's not going to want to put the tefillin on. So don't get into conversations. It's going to cause problems. Just let them do the mitzvah of Zeh. And what was schwer for me at the beginning, and it's a wonder that all the people who are arguing with me, a lot of people argued with the Rebbe on this, nobody mentioned this, tefillin is different than all of the mitzvahs, tefillin, sukkah, and tzitzis. That the Bach says at the beginning of Simchat Torah Reish Chof Hei that the kavana for tefillin is ma'akev. Tzias Mitzrayim, Leman Tia Teres Hashem Beficha, to Meshavid your Lev and your Rosh, Lavodas Hashem. Aval Al Kain Tzarech Lomer, Shein Zeh Alev Chadesh Yehei, Kiyum HaMitzvah Ketikuna. The answer is that this is only the mitzvah should be 100%. And we know that when people put on tefillin, they don't always, especially if they don't say the Shem Yichud, they don't always have the kavanah of Zechiras HaNisim, etc. So, Mimela, it's not the ideal way of doing it. You're right. It would be much better if these people learned Mamarim of the Alter Rebbe on tefillin, and of the Tzemach Tzedek, and learned all the halachas in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, with the Mishnah Berurah, and with all the Shalos and Shuvah Sfarim, it's Gevaldik. But these people aren't in that much rakas, so just let them be. And let them be Yotze. So now we continue on to Parshas Va'era, not so long after. Yom Hei Parshas Va'era, and then he concludes with Kavod Uva Bracha, he doesn't sign his name. Hold Kvod Admor Milubavitch. Now the Rosh Yeshiva responds to his friend, the Rabbi Milubavitch. And he writes, Pesach Dvarai Yoyer Behakaras Tova Boaz Toida Al Amichtav Al Dvarav. I want to thank you for the letter. Thank you for the letter you wrote me. V'dini Roa Chovel Atzmi Lahavri Nekuda Achas. I want to clarify one point. Yodei Ani Heitev Kimutzim Arecha Shal Sivas Shevedad Ligmar Mechormana Al Michtav Arisha. I know there are many, many different reasons that caused a delay in the response to my first letter. So don't worry about it. I know that there were reasons, but then he says, but my second letter, I was afraid. And I was, so that's why I had to write the third letter. What's the hakpada? And in the second letter I ask for slicha, and when you ask for slicha, then you're including in that hashmieni slichasi, there's a bakash of tell me you're a solech. And when I don't hear this word salachti, there's the chshash, there's the hakpada. But you see, the Rebbe doesn't really relate to all this hakpada, shmakpada. He just answers legufo shel inyan. But you see, Rav Futner was very sensitive to the feelings of the Rebbe. I don't want to offend you. You see that even great people can be offended, and you have to be careful not to offend them. He says, listen, you don't have to listen to me. You don't have to accept my opinion. And you don't even have to answer this letter. And I don't want to make life too difficult for you. So this time you don't have to answer me. When I asked for slicha, I wanted an answer. I didn't want to offend you, chas v'shalom. Here you don't have to answer me. But I don't want to be over you. I mean, lo yagid. An aide who sees it with testimony has to testify. And therefore, I'm going to discuss what you said. You said, I am the Davar Sof. You said that otherwise, you're going to have to tell all the details of Mitzvah Tefillin. And it's impossible. The batim are made from leather, and what's in the parashias, etc., etc. According to this Ein L'Davar Sof, that there's a million things to explain, then the whole din in the Shulchan Aruch, that if you don't know that you're reading matzah and you think you're reading something else, you're not yotze, also here in L'Davar Sof. Because mitzvah's matzah is not just matzah, it has to be matzah shmura, it has to be rei l'shiva, it has to be the right type of tvua. Tua Matukenes, not Tevel. There are a lot of details in Hilchos Matzah also. And yet, the halacha is that you have to know it's Matzah, and you don't have to know all the details. So, Al Karchach Yesh L'Davar Sof, it must be that there is an end to it. You can't say that it's endless and it's impossible. There is an end. V'asofu d'me'idia al etzem ha'mitziyus shel ha'cheftza d'mitzvah nederes imenu ha'reza mis'asik v'lo yotza. And the end is that if you know the etzem mitziyus of the cheftza, that's enough. If you don't know the Yatzah Metzias of the Cheftz, if you don't know what you're dealing with, that's a misasik. So the parashias of Tefillin are the Gufa Cheftz of the Mitzvah Tefillin. The parashias of Tefillin, that's part and parcel of what Tefillin is. Just like Kezayis Matzah is the Gufa Cheftz of Mitzvah Matzah. like you have to know it's matzah, you have to know there are parashas inside. He writes a chashash. In a hevdel bein ikar adin lechashash yadua heitev, bein any chashid klal legavim chashashas benidon didan. Kol mashi amarti hume ikar adin mamish. He said it's not about chashash that I'm just concerned about something. This is me ikar adin. And in my opinion, if there's no yidia about the mitzvahs of the parashiyas, it's a brachal batal lefidaiti. Or I'm right, or I'm wrong. But I'm not talking about a chashash. If I'm right, you're not yotzei me'ikar adin. Kibidimani shimah yilamashal adin shaparashis tzricha yotzei menochas al yada batim lo bitochem ki yotzei dover galush is a donalei shmachtu b'yadu lul v'esuk rak mitziyosu shaluv b'yadu yiduahilo. Let's say the din was that the parashis didn't go inside the batim, they came outside the batim. And you only know about the batim, you didn't know about the parashis. So that's like somebody who's holding a luluv and an esrik and only knows he's holding an esrik. Or he's only know he's holding a lulav. So here also, if you only know about the batim and not the parashiyas, and the parashiyas are the outside of the batim, it's pashut that you're not yotze. So what's the difference whether the parashiyas are inside the batim or outside the batim? You don't know about the parashiyas. And I don't understand what you write. Atmahe. He says, I don't understand. Pashut that if the batim are supposed to be outside the parashiyas and you don't know about them, you're not yotze. Certainly if they're inside the parashiyas. In any mevin divrei hot kavodo shlita shakatsu b'zeh alasha menidin didan yidia klaus benogel tefillin maspika v'chol amosif bepratim reizem mishubach. In our case, a general knowledge about tefillin is enough, and if you add details, it's good. V'hal meducha zo ani yoshan is exactly what we're talking about. Relefi daiti, in my opinion, im ein kan yidia mitziusin shel haparashis ein kan yidia klaus benogel tefillin. If you don't know about the parashis, you don't know about the tefillin. It's not enough yidia klaus, and the more the better. No, if you don't know about the parashis, you don't know about the tefillin. Because there's no difference in not knowing about the batim and knowing about the parashas, and not knowing about the parashas and knowing about the batim. Is that a yediyah klalus that you don't know about the parashas? That's nothing. And Rafutner, again with his sensitivity to the feelings of the Rebbe, says, I'm really, really sorry that I keep repeating the word dati. It's in my opinion. I don't want to weaken what you're doing, so I'm holding it in a secret what I believe. But I didn't want to weaken things, so I didn't talk. I had opportunities to talk to Gedolei Haposkim, both in writing and verbally, and I, to tell them my opinion, that you have to tell them their parashas inside, and I didn't. And therefore I'm saying Daiti, because I'm not sharing with Gedolei Haposkim my concerns, because I don't want to weaken this whole mifta. Alpha Pishenta Lofi Taimi, I don't like this daiti, daiti. Savrech once gave me his chedushim. Every four words were Ladaiti, Lofi Daiti, Lanius Daiti. So you have to put your daiti aside. Who are you? A little bit here, a little bit there, to show that it's you and not someone else talking. But the Rifutner doesn't like all this talking about me. And then he concludes, as I mentioned before, in an 18 Modman Aremiz Lo Sugit Izvachim and Ogel Ribu Dvarm Shal Mishtadla Mishas Mishtadlis. He said, it's geschmack where you wrote Tzvachim Beis and Beis. L'shma v'shaloi l'shma. That the extra kavana of shaloi l'shma stares everything. It ruins the whole kavana for the carbon. So you should just say only what you have to say and not more. B'toida p'nimis u'b'tzipi amukal izbarich. I give you a deep thank you. And I have great hopes. I give you an eternal thank you. And I have deep hopes to be blessed. And then he writes his name, Ben Chana. Beautiful. So that letter was Parshas Va'era, Tavshin Chav Ches. Now we get to the 8th of Shvat, not long after that. Again, Tavshin Chav Ches, we're in 1968. We're in Brooklyn. Harav Hagoin, etc., etc., Naisim and Naisim, Oisek B'Tzarchei Tzibur, Moreno Rav Yitzchak Shlita, Shalom Uvracha. B'mane, למכתבי מיום ה' ותוכנוי ובקדום דראיוסי ויקריוס לא הגיב עליהם. So first of all, I want to say that my main rayus and my ikar rayus, you didn't react What were they? That nobody says they have to know the details. But you have to know the details about tefillah. They have to know exactly what divinity is, and about korbanos, the chelam al klayos. Haminich tefillin ve'enim yadeh shetochem shebetochem nitzoyim parsha reza bedulim sedin shulchan aruch. Zimetofayin hey boichol matzah she'im lo yada. Shuoichol matzah v'kasav shoichol machalacher lo yada. So your taina is that if you don't know what's inside, that the inside there are parshias, it's like what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if you eat matzah, and you don't know that you're eating matzah, you think you're eating something else, you're not yotze. Here also, if you don't know there are parshias inside, you're not yotze. That was your tiny refut. Ulefini yistaiti yefshel loymar kein mitamai v'rayosei shel mechtav yakoydein. You can't say that. For the reasons I wrote in the previous letter. Can't compare. Ein l'dabar self. Ulakushim imatzah. And we also don't find the poskim sayeft in all the details. Ulakushim imatzah. They're talking about you didn't think it was matzah, you're not yotze. You thought it was basa, you're not yotze. So Samer Shishkan Yediyah Mutes Vzeuam Vata Belochisaran Yediyah. There's a chiluk. There it's you're making a mistake, not you're lacking knowledge. And therefore, not knowing about the parashas is a chisar in yediyah, not a yediyah mutes. Here it's a yediyah mutes. You think it's not matzah, you think it's basar. And he continues that the parashas of tefillin are the, you claim, are the guf achef to the mitzvah tefillin, no less than the kazayis matzah, is the guf achef to the mitzvah matzah. So the shita say demar, according to your shita, tochlias haidoshim v'nochim sham parashas kadesh v'yiki aviyah hashma v'yim shamoya. Oh, you say parashas, so you also have to tell the person what's in the parashas. Because, and not only that, it's not just enough to say Kaddish, Shema, Vayikivyecha, Shema, Vayim Shema. You have to tell them what's in the parasha. It's from the beginning to end. Do people know that? People know all the details of Kaddish, Vayikivyecha, and Yani Bukhor Adam, Behema, Chamor. That's also not even in the Kavanas of the Tefillin, in the Shulchan Aruch. Everybody has to know everything written in the parashiyos. Mashakasafti haloshen chashash, and not that I write chashash, and you said it was only a chashash. I wasn't referring to the fact that you meant that you're yotze, it's just a chashash. I meant that you have chashash what the person thinks. That you think that a person is putting on the tefillin, pshita leisha, bayis goylam echod, that he thinks that the bayis is just one black spelaz. Ve'em b'soicha klum v'loi bayis, and the person doesn't know that there's a bayis, that it's there's something inside, a box. So that's your chashash. That's what I meant. I didn't mean that you say that you're not yotze. That you say that you're yotze, and it's just a chashash. I meant that you have chashash that the person doesn't know there's anything inside. Yediyah klalos ben ogel tefillin. He continues those hey, she mechtavi kivanti kipshuta, she zeu chevitz miyuchad, v'loy misasek v'chevitz ba'alma, u'kshe ochso minicho ayada baroshem akayim v'zu ha'mitzvah v'sulav. When I said you have to have yediyah klalos ben ogel tefillin, what I mean is that you have to know this is a special object. It's not just an object, but it's a special object, and that when you put it on, you're doing a mitzvah. And that's it. That's all you have to know, even though you don't know all the details of what's in this object and what it's about. What forces me to say this is what I wrote in the previous letter. Number one, we don't find that the poskim say that you have to know all the details of tefillin. Tefila your yotze, even ladas ze hatinok. Like the lashon of the Chuvas HaRivash. Simon Kufn and Zion, and the name of Rav Shimshon Mikino, and brought in the Derech Mitzvah Kuf Yud Ches Amar Aleph. You just have to daven like a baby, like a with such tamimus. You don't know all the details of what Hashem is, who Hashem is. You just know you're davening. And carbon, you don't have to know all the details of what's inside the carbon. And in Esrog, you don't have to know the details that it's Darbi Lono Mishana Lashana, etc. And Masi, you don't have to know that it's made from the Chamesh Haminim. As long as you know that you're doing a mitzvah. As long as you don't think the matzah is baser, that's where you're off. But to know all the details of the mitzvah, you don't have to know. Kavru b'bracha. And then he concludes, "Lahar mipsak din mechudashim derabenu azaka minidin didan." The lechatchila moisav hakavanas tefillin shabbos shulchan aruch hamachaber gam hakavanas shetzvanu kadosh baruch hu lichtov dal leparshius. Just to know that lechatchila, the shulchan aruch harav says, you also have to know that Hashem commanded us to write arba parshius and to put them on. So it's mashma that just like you have to put on tefillin, you also have to write them. Interesting. B'di'eved mekel b'achilas matzah. And b'di'eved he's mekel that you're yotze. B'chadchila he's more machmir. B'di'eved he says that the only time you're not yotze matzah is dafka bim haya sabr lechol basar. Lashem l'ra'ah. Dafka if he thought it was meat. Not that he didn't know it was matzah, he thought it was meat. Then his damna lo matzah v'achla kasabr shizel basar lo yotze. Layem psachim samacham aleph. So therefore he's more mekel in the Shulchan Aruch. The only time you're not yotze your matzah is when you think that the matzah is baser. It would seem, according to that, just is not knowing that it's matzah is not enough. Have to be kasavra shehud, shehud baser. Betach neskabel bito amichtav b'inyan shmini atzeres. They included that I also wrote you a letter about shmini atzeres, a very deep Kabbalistic letter about shmini atzeres. I hope you got it. So now we continue a few days later. Hod kvod kedushas. Hod kvod admar milababit shlita. Big shkoyach that you wrote me another letter. And I'm going to now answer you. Zelash and Hot Kavodo, this is Osalaf, Vietor Beer, Shulchan Aruch Rabbeinu Ozak, and Achle Katsabishu Basr, Lo Yatsas, Osamer, Shishkan Yidia Mutes, Zewa Mevatali. So the Rebbe Tainas, that what's the Mevatel of Matzahs is the wrong Kavana. The wrong kavana, benachi sarin yidia, yidia mutes, incorrect yidia. Vehine ledidi pshitali, shezeh aloshin shenaktu b'shulchan aruch tekasav shachol basar, hu ach v'rak mitzad mili d'alma shekash letzayin mishach v'ner shachol. So, the Shulchan Aruch, Harav, is just giving you an example of somebody of something that's a lot more practical, a lot more common. It's pasha to Rav Huttner that if you don't know, if you have a chisar in yidia, you don't know that you're eating matzah. If you don't know that you're eating matzah, you're not yotze. But who doesn't know that he's eating when he's eating? Therefore, he gave a more practical example, a more common example. You have the wrong, you know you're eating, but you think it's basar. But it's pashut, that it's not only when you thought it was basar, you're not yotze. Even if you don't know that you're eating, you're not yotze. Not just if you don't know that you're eating basar, you're not yotze. But even if you don't know that you're eating, you're not yotze. Chisaron yediyah, not just yediyah mutes. The Gemara has such a tziur, Shabbos ayin gimel amin aleph, kasav arok v'hu bolo. When a person swallows chaylev and he thinks it's rok, he thinks it's spittle, but that can be liquid. But if it's a davar gush, like Rashi writes, Dibur Maschil Abaye, if it's a davar gush, if it's something solid, there's no tziur that a person doesn't know that he's eating. So of course, if you don't know that you're eating, you're not yotze. Shulchan Aruch Harav added, you think, even think it's basar. אבל הדין אין שם נדנצופק דרך המעט ואין לו שיבידי עוד אז החילוס ובאדו שלא יוצא you certainly not yotze if you eat matzah and you don't know that you're eating ועוד גרוע מי שיודע שהוא אוכל על שסוג המייכל נסחל it's even worse than thinking you're eating the wrong food וחיסר נה ידיעו המבט אבל לא ידיע במודס it's the lack of knowledge is the mevatel, not that you're making a mistake. If you're making a mistake, you're also not yotze. But even if you just, the fact that you lack the knowledge of what you're eating, if you don't know that you're eating matzah, if you think it's basar, or if you don't know you're eating, it doesn't matter, as long as you lack knowledge. And same thing with tefillin. So this is very pasha to me, and now I remember what the poskim say. That if somebody finds chametz in his house on Pesach, it's not called that he's over an aveiru. You're misasik because you lack idea that there's chametz there. It's not that you did an aveiru. You completely lack idea. That's called misasik, like it says in Rabbi Kiveger and Simon Ches. Both he and the Chavetz Das understood this very pasha. If you don't know what you're doing, then you're misasik. It's not an aveiru. They get involved in the details that they argue about, but that a chitzar and idea and mitzius of chametz makes you a misasek is a basic principle. So to Tosis and Shabbos and of Yud Aleph, that if a machayit doesn't know if a tailor doesn't know that the needle is in the baguette, it's not shogeg, it's misasek. If he goes out, he doesn't realize it's misasek. But din misasek bisurim mitzvah din echad, when the misasek bisurim mitzvah is just like when bisurim it's nothing, mitzvah is also nothing. Kol adam, shim ha yizdon ekar, say apart mechatim, shim shenkang shogel misasek, imir adavar kezeb mitzvah, lo yitzei dei chovoso. If a person doesn't have veira that if he was bemezit kares, he would be pater from a chattis if he's only a misasek. If this happened in a mitzvah, you're not yotze. Just like in an aveira, you're not chayav chattis. So too in a mitzvah, you're not yotze if you're misasek. V'shuv v'nogel anidon didan arei upashit shima yitzir shechayav kares al anachas film v'minich batim li yidiyah al aparshiyus v'vadei shlo yechayav chattis dain to shogi al misasek. If it was a tzir that you'd be chayav kares al anachas film and you put batim without yidiyah on the parshiyus, you would be chayav chattis, would be misasek. Hememeli, you're also not mekayim a mitzvah. Not only that, but you say that you have to explain what's in the parashas according to my shita. But I was very clear. I said v'day b'kach. You just have to say that there are parashas in there. You don't have to tell them what's in the parashas. You're saying l'shitas, you have to tell them what's in the parashas. You don't have to tell them what's in the parashas. Why? Because kol ikra shel tanasi u'medina d'misasik v'nyana shel misasik u'lo marashim l'fitzira mitzius asher b'dayto ein kan maise mitzvah melo gam achshav v'gam shel mitzius ha'uvdati tikshere l'mitzvah lo yotzei dei chovos v'nei shezeo alochav d'misasik ten hocham achatzir mitzius b'dayto ben mitzvus ben b'yisurim v'oichol chelik v'sav v'shuman ha'yipata mechatus ilu shev v'chom b'rayas l'akadina d'misasik. My taina is that midin misasik, and misasik means that if according to the way the person sees things there's no maise mitzvah, so even though he's doing a maisa mitzvah, and the fact is he's doing a mitzvah, he's not yotze. Because that's halacha misasek. You go after the way he views reality, and if he views reality, he's not doing a mitzvah. He's not doing a mitzvah. He's not doing an aveir. He doesn't know what he's doing. This person doesn't know what he's doing. And if you eat chaylev and you think it's shuma, you think it's kosher fat, you're eating on kosher fat, you'd be pater from a chattis, if not for the fact that we have a rule that when it comes to chalav men arayis, there's no din of misasek. Shkeinene. But normally we have a rule that if you're misasik, you don't know what you're doing. You're not mekayim a mitzvah. You're not doing an aveiru. And so too, if a person eats matzah and he thinks it's butter, he's not yotze, because in his mind, he's not doing a maisa mitzvah. He's eating basar. And if you put on tefillin and you don't know their parashas inside, you don't think you're doing a maisa mitzvah. But if you know their parashas inside, you just don't know what's in the parashas. So you know that there are parashiyos inside, and you think whatever's in the parashiyos. So you're not contradicting the metzias. If in the Metzius in your mind there are no parshias, then you're contradicting the Metzius. You're not putting on the parshias as if they're not on you. They're not in the boxes. If in your mind they're not in the boxes, but if your mind there are parshias in the boxes, so that's not contradicting the Metzius. You just don't know what's in the parshias, but you have the correct perspective on Metzius. You have the correct picture of reality. Your picture of reality is that there are parshias inside and there are parshias inside. That's enough. That's all you need to know. You don't need to know exactly what's in the parshias, as long as you're not contradicting reality. If in your reality there are parshias inside, that's enough. You just have a suffix, what's in the parshias? Bseder. That's stage two. That's enough. You don't have to know exactly what's in the parshias, because that's not contradicting. Your suffix isn't contradicting reality. You just don't know. But not knowing there are parshias is against reality. You just have a suffix about what's in the parshias. And this I learned from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and it's Kuntres Acharon, Aruch Chaim Sim Reish Ayin Zayin, Ayin Sham. Remember, Fritner goes a little bit into that. We're going to skip that. V'zeo man shesiyamti dvar v'day b'kach. In other words, I said that's enough. As long as there's a suffix, maybe there's something written in the Arba Parshas that are actually the Arba Parshas, that's enough. That you're not misasik anymore. You know what you're doing. You know you're putting Parshas. You just don't know what's in the Parshas, but you know at least there are Parshas in there. במכתבי הראשון הזכרתי את שיטוס של הרעה הנפסק בשולחן ערך בסתמה שאם לא ידע שהיום הוא תסבוף בניסן לא יצא ידי חובוס משום דיין תחזר עם כתוב נשאו מסעסק. If a person says the ra'ah, doesn't know that today is the 15th of Nisan and eats matzah, so it's not just a chisar and kavan, he's a mesasek, he doesn't know what he's doing. For him it could be the middle of Chanukah and he's eating matzah. And the Shulchan Aruch puts it together with Eini Yodea Shu Leil Tesvav, together with he thinks it's basar. They're both mesasek. But this is very shver, because we know that Shigas Shabbos is Mechayev Chattis. If you don't know it's Shabbos, this person's Chayev Chattis. So he's not a Mesasek. So what's the difference between somebody not knowing that it's Shabbos, that he is Chayev Chattis, he's not Mesasek, and not knowing that it's Tesvav Ben Nissen? How are you going to make a chilek between Shabbos and Yontif? Sarbet Nisht. Because Shigas Yom Kippur is also Chayev Chattis. So there's no chilek between Shabbos and Yontif. So again, we lie with the kasha of what is the chilek between not knowing that it's Shabbos, that it is considered Shagig, and not knowing that it's Pesach, that it's Mesasek. V'nira muchruch mishitas hara'ah d'lanin dias yedei choybis mitzvah le'sagi b'tzir shugas avero l'enu yotzei dei mitzvah b'oifin shim haise zu avero hayez et tzir shal mezit. So as far as being yotzei mitzvah according to the Ra'ah, it's not enough that you have the tzir of Shigas Avera. You're not yotze the mitzvah only if it was an Avera, it would be amazed. In other words, you're doing a mitzvah in a way that if it were an Avera, you'd be considered amazed. And therefore, if you eat matzah and you don't know that it's Tesvav, so being an Avera, you wouldn't be, if it would be an Avera, eat matzah and Tesvav benissen, and you didn't know that it was Tesvav, you wouldn't be chayiv. And memeli, you're also not yotze the mitzvah. And therefore it's pashut that in our case, Mashenkei, when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to the Aveir of Shabbos, Shigas Shabbos is enough. When it comes to doing a mitzvah, it's not enough to be in the realm of Shogeg. To be Yotzei the mitzvah, you have to be mazed. If it would be an Aveir, you have to do the mitzvah b'mazed. So you have to know that it's Tesvav. And therefore, if that's so, that it's pashut, Ein zed tzarech klal lifnim, d'minidim didan, l'yotzei dechovaso. Pashut, the person's not Yotzei. Because he's definitely not mazed. He definitely doesn't know what he's doing here. He doesn't. If there were an Avera to have parshias in the tefillin, and he doesn't know there are parshias, he wouldn't be doing an Avera. So maybe if there's a mitzvah, and he doesn't know he's doing the mitzvah, he's not Yotzei. And now that you said a person's mispalah das tinok, so definitely, if a person doesn't know he's standing before the king, it's not a tefillah. Because tefillah also is a din misasik, and vast misasik is vatal the maisa, and there's no maisa tefillah at all. It's not just a chisar and kavana, something else. But when it says mispala das tinoik, it means benogela kavanas yichud masagus madregus dveikus madregus espashtus akashmius these hoicha madregus. That's al das tinoik. You have to know you're standing before the king, but all the details of the kavanas and the yichudim and all the kabbalistic things in the siddur of the Rashash etc. That's for a higher level person. But we don't have to. We can daven pashut like a tinok. Then you're yotze avada. But as far as the guf ma'aseh tefillah, you have to know. You can't think you're talking to the wall. And about a person, you're tain about being makdish ashore, and not knowing. You said that I didn't relate to this, but now he's going to relate to it. He's always dalid. And he doesn't know that there's chelev inside, chelev ala klayos. No. When you're makdish ashore, you're makdish everything inside. And therefore, you don't have to know what's inside. Because you're das, whatever's inside, that's what I'm being makdish. And tak, if you find somebody who thinks that there's nothing inside ashore, it's empty, it's hollow. So it's hektish betos. Hektish is garnished. And that's the tzior of our... That tzior is a dogma for us. That he thinks there's nothing inside the batim. Just like if you think there's nothing inside the shore, it's nothing. So if you think there's nothing inside the batim. As long as you know their parashah, it's enough. You don't have to know exactly what's in the parashah. As long as there's something inside the shore, that's enough. You don't have to know exactly what's inside. Hey, the last ice. And you, honorable Grand Rabbi Shlita, writes to me, Masha Kasafti, Beloshen Chash, Niskavanti, Lisvar, Dikvoy Terosta, Menech Tfilm Shitalei, Shem Besoy Chuklum. When I wrote that you said it was a Chash, I meant your Svara, that a person who puts on Tfilin thinks there's nothing inside. That was your Svara, and I was saying that you have a Chash. Bematusamine Demar, Ainsu Svara Didi. He says, with great mechila, I ask of you, that's not my svar. But kasafti zem afurish techev mechtavi arishan, I wrote in my first letter. Vani yodea veid mi piani son, shetibarati maharbeit yinoko shenishbo, I've spoken to a lot of these fried people, a lot of these chiloni people. Venochachti lo dashol al daikta me oilam sheshtam dvarom genuzi mitoch abatim. Rav Futner did his research, and he interviewed people, and he said, oh, he sees them walking down Eastern Parkway. And he says to them, oh, the Lubavitcher, that young rabbi put tefillin on you, yes. Do you know what's inside the tefillin? No, just boxes. I'm just putting on empty boxes, hollow boxes. It's not just my svara. It's, I interviewed people, I asked them, they think there's nothing inside. And if you have a different statistic, and you think everyone knows what's inside, then this is just... Nice to sharpen us, this whole Shakla Vitaria. But I'm not just doing this to sharpen us, because they pasha don't know. So your whole mifza tefillin, tell them what's inside. This time he doesn't say, I want to be blessed by you, because he wasn't offending him. When he was offending him, he was, Rafutin was machini himself more when he was afraid he was offending the Rebbe. But here he's talking and learning. So he concludes, and then he writes, Nichtav Patsad, Hamichtav Binyan Shmini Atzeres and Skabla Bizmaino. I already got the letter that you, I wrote. I didn't get the letter on Shmini Atzeres. I got it. And I wrote a letter back. Did you not receive my letter? And then he writes another Nichtav Patsad. Will I kedai lehoisiv kizemi karv siperli arav zalman of Nerayar, Shira Tinoka Shinishbu Shagishu Shtei Adem Lanachas Tfilin. That some of these Tinoko Shinishbu are so far away, they're so in the dark, that they gave both of their arms to put on tefillin. Hey, put them on, as if they're going to put on both arms. Anyway, so here was a fascinating, sweetest friends. I'm so glad that we can share this. A very fascinating Shakla Vitaria between two Gedolei Olam, two great rabbis who were Gedolei Olam and Nigla and Nister. To manhigim, Chassidus shamanic, a Litvish shamanic, even though Rav Futner had deep ties to Chassidus, and Baruch Hashem, we were able to be more wise in the matter of putting on tefillin. No other group has taken this upon themselves, and the Lubavitchers certainly don't follow Rav Futner's mahalach of telling people what's inside. They follow their own Rebbe, who says not to. And this is a Chabad Sefer, the Menachem Meshiv Nafshi, she's footnotes. He says, there's a Kriyas Kodesh, Mesad Mori Yisrael, Le'idud Mitzvah Tefillin, so they encouraged it, even though they themselves don't tell their Hasidim to do it, but they're happy the Lubavitchers are doing it. And the Manig Yisrael, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, is worried that every Jew should put on tefillin. He shouldn't be a karkafta de lo manach tefillin, that he should go a whole life without ever putting on tefillin once, and that this tefillin is a schus to beat your enemies at war, like Chazal teaches. So we should at least learn from this shakla v'tariya, besides the Torah, but some musar, not to worry only about yourself, to worry about other people, and to try to be mevar the halacha ad asof, that it shouldn't only be a nice act, but it should also have some halachic meaning. And even if this lights a spark in person, even if it is correct, and the people aren't yotzei, but at least lit the spark that they started being mekayim other mitzvahs, as was the hope of the Rebbe, then it would at least be worth it for that. So we should be zochem to Hashem, to be mezaka the rabbim, even if we're not Lubavitchers, to be mezaka the rabbim any way we can, mitoch simcha v'tuv lev, v'amein v'amein. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends, there's just one more point I wanted to make. That it's interesting that Rav Huttner didn't bring this up, but a lot of these people don't believe in God. And Rav Huttner himself talks about it, and other people, Rav Chanan Wasserman, Rav Huttner in the Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach, Rav Chanan and others, that a person who doesn't believe in God, all of his mitzvahs are misasik. So it certainly doesn't count. So both the Rebbe and the Rosh Yeshiva were assuming that these people are believing in God, otherwise it's clearly a misasik, according to many. If they don't believe at all, because then you're not called a mitzvah, you don't even think there's a God. You have to know what the mitzvah of the mitzvah you're doing, you have to know the mitzvah that there's a God in the world. So that's just an interesting point, that if you're talking about somebody who doesn't believe at all, then the mitzvah is certainly not a mitzvah, but maybe it'll light a spark in him that he'll start being mekayim other mitzvahs. He sees someone so nice, someone cares about me. Maybe it'll make him look into Yiddishkeit more. Make him think about God. So it definitely has value, even though I'm not the zocha to do it myself, but I have a greater respect for those who do. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.